Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Queen. Baby, we've got some goss for you.
From Green Goblins on the red carpet to Regina George back at the movie theater.
Backpack collabs, DragCon UK, and some fun interactions with some tweets on Twitter.
Tweet toots. From the Iowa caucus to cock in our inboxes. We just can't wait to get this goss a-cooking.
Ooh, well, I'm all cuddled up in my Bruno tracksuit. Are you?
Of course, it's too cold out there for anything other than Brazilian heat.
Are you ready to goss?
Oh, let's do it.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Pick me, please. Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of Hot Goss. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Let's get into some
Hot Goss.
Trophies,
awards,
plaques, recognitions, accolades,
certificates. The Emmys were happening this week.
Wait, that's not the right word. Is that the right word?
Balmain is what I wore in our promo for season 16.
Oh, not the brand Balmain.
What privilege.
Bon mot.
Like B-O-N-M-O-T.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That means a short, quippy, like, entertaining turn of phrase. Like a bon mot. A bon mot.
Trading bon mots in Balmain.
Girl, the Emmys happened. The Creative Arts Emmys, the regular ones. And let's give it up for RuPaul and the dolls for coming on out. And showing the world what it needs, which is drag.
I love that the whole cast got invited.
The whole cast didn't go, though.
Oh.
Mistress said it was impossible for her to make it to the Emmys after DragCon UK. And then Lux, of course, chimed in. But I made it.
Trouble!
Trouble!
We have the whole exchange between Mistress Isabel Brooks and Lux Noire.
It says, Mistress, I'm so sad I won't be able to go to the Emmys tonight. There was no physical way to do DragCon UK and make it to LA in time. It's okay, though, because DragCon UK was amazing. Meeting all of you and getting to Kiki makes everything worth it. Lux Noire, London. So how'd I do it? Mistress said, you barely had enough people visiting your booth to fill your line the first day, so it made sense for you to skip the second day. Be blessed. The lines at DragCon do not lie, hashtag.
Lux said Lux Noir, she replies.
The Luxness said, the lines don't lie and neither do the bookings because when there's no world to work, how does one work? Can't wait to see how TikTok Live will pay for those beads and stones. I'll send you some merch since I have so much left over. Have a good flight home in economy.
Oh my God. These girls are cutting up.
Wow. I hope they put on a track or a bang piece at least because that was cunty.
Oh.
Were they on the same season?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well,
listen. It's true because Lux Noir was able to get to the Emmys because she left DragCon UK early. So it is possible to do both. But if you want to do the whole of DragCon UK, it probably wouldn't have worked out.
Well, so, I'm wondering, because a lot of the American girls were either compensated or they had their flights paid for or their booths paid for. While I know for a fact that Canadian girls who are currently on TV didn't get any of that to be over there for the UK.
In DragCon UK.
Yeah, and I think it's, I would just like some across the board, like, you know, fairness for everybody. I know life's not fair and people bring in different numbers and everything, but like, if you're on TV right now and you're in America and you're getting, you know, compensated to go over there, or at least price breaks on the booths or the airfare or your hotel or whatever, they should be done for the other franchises too, the Canadian ones or whatever. I feel like it's not okay to treat other franchises like stepchildren.
Yes, it's not.
I mean, RuPaul wasn't even there.
It's not cool. It's not cool. Because if you're going to pay some of the girl, some of the girls to be at the drag con, mm-hmm. it's really fucked up to not pay the other some of the other girls.
Yeah, and I hate harping on it, but like this will only make
you
it.
You do?
Yeah, because like I realize what you I signed it? Up for. I signed up for what I signed up for. I never expected to be paid. I've been doing this for free for years. I don't charge for meet and greets. It's just what I do. What is happening now is these girls are all going to just have to be treated unfairly because that's what they're being offered. And instead, I would love to round up these bitches and just say, no, you need to treat us well. And you need to, this wouldn't happen without us. And you make tons of money off of the girls just renting the booths. And in the UK, they didn't give the girls any way to use credit cards either. They're like, oh no, and you have to pay for internet if you want to use PayPal. There's no Venmo, there's no none of that over there, no Cash App. It's really frustrating because I want to help lead these girls and get them treated how they should be treated, but it's a lot of effort and I don't want to just be doing it just to grind an axe against these people, because World of Wonder could help people and they don't with it. It's not fair to me.
Well,
but
they don't have a lot of money, though.
You're so funny. You're so funny. The girls at the Emmys, they had money because Sasha was in Siriano. Lux was in Versace Atelier. Princess Poppy was in
Goblinerella.
Goblin Green, done by Gabe, an excellent makeup artist that we all know.
Yes, Gabe Acero, G-Hammer 08.
There you go.
Gabe Acero did the Green Goblin makeup on Princess Poppy. Marsha was very careful not to rub up against her in her cream-colored gown.
She said, she's green. I can't
get closer to her for the photo. I'm very sorry. She's got body makeup.
This is a stunt. My favorite thing was watching Claire Danes in this little pink, like, Zach Posen shift gown get photobombed by a goblin. She made all of the newses. This is how you do a stunt, bitch.
Truly a great stunt.
Like, all the other girls look nice, but who do we remember? The green girl. You know who we also remember? There was one producer who... Do I see him in this picture? He was cunty to Rhea at the after party. He brought his Emmy to Make Out Monday. And then she's like, what'd you win for? And he's like, Drag Race. And she was like, congratulations. Thanks for all the work you do. And he rolled her eyes at her.
Who was that?
It was a producer. He had gold in his hand.
You aren't going to give a name?
Why would
I? You don't know the name.
Why would I denigrate someone from the RuPaul's Drag Race franchise?
That's the alternate title of this podcast because of how often you do it.
I'm wearing a red wig right now.
Ali main character syndrome.
I am a good person. Robin looked beautiful. She was in this navy blue silk hooded beautiful, mystical look. Maya Amori looked beautiful. Any other standouts for you at the Emmys?
I mean, Lux Noir, I look great. Irene Dubois also looks wonderful.
Selena looking beautiful.
I just love this Princess Poppy stunt. I mean, this is every... First of all, I've been to a mainstream awards show in drag. I went to the Grammys the one year because Katya and I were invited. It was like All Stars was happening. Celebrities are mortified of drag queens because we represent the sort of facade. We pull the curtain back of the facade of what Hollywood is.
Mm-hmm. And Everybody's doing drag.
I know, but there's a wink when it comes to drag. There's like, we are aware that this is fake because we take this off at night and become a different person.
Wait, but mine can't wink anymore.
But mostly everyone there is, this is real. This is reality, and you must believe that, or else all of this will crumble. People wouldn't look us in the eye. People would, like Lea Michele looked through us, wouldn't even like acknowledge that we exist. Kris Jenner was there just looking so mad at her life that it had come to this. She was like hosting the E carpet and just looked so miserable. But celebrities, at least back then, were mortified of drag. So Princess Poppy doing this, I think, was a really great statement because she is the sum of all fears.
And the wonderful woman that she is, she's green. So what did she do? Stand next to the bitch in red, Selena. So even more contrast, you noticed her. She's the one who pops in the photo. Also, BET got its second nomination this year for the Ms. Pat show. We had her as a guest on our show. Mm-hmm. It's Jordan Cooper's second nomination for his show. He wrote Ain't No More, the play that was on Broadway last year. It's a great show. Check it out.
Personally, I'm pissed because I didn't order the Jan Sport backpack in fucking time.
Well, you could talk to my best Judy.
I'm texting Gina right now, and I'm not even kidding.
Mm-hmm. The
trouble! Trouble! Yeah!
Jan looks so cute in this little ad with the desk, and there's a backpack and a fanny pack.
Did she do those implants over the muscle? She got them done just for the campaign.
Mm-hmm. I think so. The areolas are still weeping.
If you have any Jan Sport bags left over or that fell off a truck,
baby.
Trouble! Okay.
You cannot tell me that I'm Angie Everhart.
Are you Rizzoli or Isles?
Neither.
Were you on Rizzoli and Isles?
No, I was on Women's Murder Club with the actress from Rizzoli and Isles.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break.
We have a rainbow spotlight in store for you. This is called Boys by Lethem and Jaden McKenzie.
Oh, I love this song.
Let's take a listen.
He's got hair like fire, freckle face, gentle touch. He drives a fast car, passenger seat, filling me up. Drive me crazy, take me home. Let's get faded, let's get stoned. I could do this all night long, boy. Take me far away from here. We've got nothing left to fear.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get
ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Trouble!
Okay.
We have returned, triumphant, stronger than before.
High flying adored. There's a video... There's a video making the rounds on TikTok of you performing a song, but the metronome is still on the track. Did you know about this video?
I haven't seen it. Can we watch?
I'd love to.
Trouble!
Is there a metronome? Oh no. Okay, go. Can you go back 10 seconds? Because it was a video and like, I exported it in GarageBand. And GarageBand automatically has a metronome on it. I'm going to turn it off and I'm
It happens, people.
Given the old Dina Martina.
It happens.
Well, you look beautiful.
Yeah.
In a cream-colored ivory gown, windswept, tousled blonde hair.
I couldn't stand next to Princess Marcia. Poppy in that dress.
Mm-mm, not at
Couldn't
all.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah, no, I remember it well. It was, I wish I could say I did it on purpose. I didn't.
How's that arm healing? You going to be able to make it up to Folsom this year?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, no, I mean, I probably wouldn't use my left arm for fisting that much, but. My arm is back to normal. I had my follow-up appointment. My doctor said I have great mobility. I can do anything that I used to do. It's a miracle.
Are you going to be able to brush them wigs?
Well, why start now?
You're right. You're right, bitch. When you're
Don't
right, you're
stop
right.
now!
speaking of things restarting, the show Hey Queen is returning on WoW Presents Plus. With host Johnny McGovern interviewing the eliminated queens from season 16 week by week.
Oh, work.
Yeah. I would love to see an actual drag queen doing this. I hope you know, I just want a whole drag queen network, just drag queens. That's all I want.
Well, Johnny McGovern has existed within the drag milieu for decades.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, it's not like this is some interloper who's not part of the community coming in and, like,
no,
stealing opportunities.
No, I did not intone that. But is there going to be a Lady Red? There could never.
There could not. I mean, there's no one who could really take that spot. But and there must be some sort of co-host, right?
I hope. I'm not sure. I feel like somebody iconic, but not Drag Race related.
Yeah.
Maybe like a Rae Latre.
Oh, okay.
Something
I
like
that. See
that.
Well, I mean, that's exciting for Johnny McGovern.
Is he actually going to be able to ask the questions, though, that we want to know since it's on WOW Presents? Like, are the queens able, are they going to be
really
able to
question.
Say what they used to be able to say on his network?
That's a really good question. It has become state television now.
It really has. Sirens and songbirds. Did you see that UK versus the World has announced a new season?
Yes, I did see that. I did, as a matter of fact.
We got a bunch of girls on there. I saw the Aussie girls, Hannah Conda and Queen Kong. Wait, are they on
Oh,
it?
Girl. Watch
Oh, wait,
out.
They're not on it. Are they?
Hannah
wait, Hannah's
is.
On it. Queen Kong ain't? Oh, damn. I was all ready to watch Queen Kong.
Listen, representing the United States are Mayhem Miller and Scarlet Envy. Absolutely. There is a lot of incredible girls from all around the world. But you know who I'm team. I'm team Marina Summers from Drag Race Philippines. Sorry about
it,
everyone.
Summer's coming. I'm team La Grande Dame, I think. Because her fashion is so killer. And she's funny. I saw her sliding down a balcony and a pole at a gig. Theresa May also could take it. She's very, very funny. Hannah Conda's great. She makes everybody laugh. I don't know. I can't wait to watch this and see.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch. When does this come out?
This starts at, I think, February 6th, I think, or something.
All right. All right.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
This is my time. This is my shot. Well, I will be watching, so we'll definitely have things to say about it.
Sorry, I whipped my Mitzi too hard.
Did you fuck off your Mitzi?
Oop, did it again.
Gigs, gal. I recently did Bitchin', the Mean Girls edition in downtown LA at Precinct, hosted by and created by Ms. Bitch Puddin.
Ooh, la 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 la.
With the illustrious Miss Gia Gunn.
Oh, la Gina Mas Latina.
She took this video of I had a bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how the like sugar settles in the bottom?
Uh-huh.
I had these long nails on. So I took the bag and I was like, Gia, just a little one before the show, like with the sugar in the bottom, like giving her a bump for pretend.
Uh-huh.
And she pulled out her phone and videotaped it. So be on the lookout for that video.
I live.
Just a little one, baby. Just a little one.
A bedtime bump. I have some gigs next week. If you're in Texas, you can catch me in San Antonio at the Bonham Exchange. On Thursday.
The Bonham Exchange?
Bonham.
Honey, I'm going to exchange that. I'd like store credit, please, for this one. The rear is blown out, honey.
You're going to have to go to customer service. the 25th, Thursday, I'm in San Antonio. And then the 27th and the 28th, I'm at Touch Bar for a nighttime show and then a brunch engagement.
Touch.
So, come out and see the doll.
Touch.
Just a touch.
Just a touch of love.
Touch of love. Do you have any gigs in LA that we can see you at locally?
Girl.
And we'll be right back.
Not that I'm aware of. Forever Dog Party on Friday. Are you going? Are you in town?
Yes, I am.
We're going.
We're going.
Anyway,
we're back and the entire country is cold. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gail Weathers.
I love your baby bang. There is a brutal and prolonged Arctic blast.
They did fuck her up in that movie with those bangs.
Girl, that was her choice.
They fucked her up. We're talking about Courtney Cox Arquette in the movie Scream Something.
It was a piece.
And when they gave her bangs, she looked so fucked up, like she chopped her own hair in a car, in a moving car, which I know this look because I've done it. Chopped her own hair in a moving car with left-handed scissors that they give to the children to cut construction paper. That's what it looked like.
And then they said, here, take this static ball. Now we're going to the ends.
You were saying Weathers, Gale Weathers, weather, cold, cold weather.
There's an Arctic blast and it's bringing dangerous cold to a massive swath of the U.S., including new areas to the south and the east, while snow, ice, and strong winds slam parts of the south. I love a light slam. You cold or nah, bro?
Yeah, it's cold. I mean, we live in Los Angeles. It's like, but for Los Angeles, it is cold. Like, we have to wear coats to go outside.
Well, that's what wigs are for, because 50%.
That's what wigs are for.
Oh, is that a tucking panty? I'm in the new Dallas Sunset Uberaya.
So I ordered mine and they sent it to my old fucking address and I could die.
No.
I'm trying to track it down now. I'm so sad.
One of those hateful children.
Because I've had like 6 orders come to the new house. So why did it revert to the old address?
I think it's Courtney's fault.
They're letting their fucking kid play with it.
Girl, you know, those kids that make too much noise in the portico. Everyone, please pray for Delta that her Wigs by Vanities are located and restored to the glory upon her head.
Do you know that?
Do you know?
I ordered that gold purse with the Cadillac emblem on it. From eBay. It's not like there's a store where they have tons in stock. It was the one.
The one.
Ordered it. Sent it to my previous address. Never got it. They sent it back. They returned it to sender, and now it's not available. It's gone forever.
You'll find it. You'll find it. It's meant to be, and it'll come back to you.
Yeah, it will.
It will.
It's cold out. Have you seen the thing with the Teslas?
I can't stay.
I'm getting rid of my Tesla, but it's just a matter of when.
You should get a Jeep. They do the hybrid one that I have because they're like, they fit a lot of drag stuff and they're electric.
Okay.
It's great.
Have a cloth top, does it?
No, it's got a hard top, baby.
I don't know. That's your thing.
No, somebody else just got one too and they pulled up in a black one. Oh, Chanel Perillo.
They make these BMW cars that are fully electric that are really pretty.
Yeah, but the back door is small and it can only go like 90 miles, I think, on the battery. Because I looked at that, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, check it out. The back
door. What about a Genesis?
I'm only familiar with
the book. Polestar.
Well, baby, that was my nickname in college. You want to know a secret? I didn't go to college.
Well, honey, you went to the college of life.
This is true.
The truth is it's cold out, but no, I'm getting rid of my Tesla. Another reason.
What happened? What happened with the Teslas that you were referencing?
Jackie Beat sent me this video because she loves to tell me how horrible Teslas are every second of the day.
You know, I got one and I gave it back. I hated it.
I mean, I like it. I just don't like Elon Musk. I don't really like her that much.
Oh.
So I'm like, there are plenty of electrical cars. I want an electrical car that looks cute.
I just don't like having a knob that you can't turn the radio up and down. You have to hit a button on a screen. I like being able to know where a knob is and turn it. I want to bop it, press it, snap it.
Bop it, twist it, press it, slap it.
That's what Delta's going to do to her mail carrier.
Pull it, twist it. There was this young woman on Instagram.
No, that's me. That's just me.
Who? Oh, Allie Maine. Allie spelled ally. There was this young woman and she was at a Tesla charging station where they have like multiple chargers. Mm-hmm. However, it's cold where she is, very cold. And the chargers are not functioning. Teslas don't do well in cold weather.
The chargers aren't fully functional?
The chargers aren't fully functional. So these people pull their cars in and attempt to charge them. And then the battery dies in the car. So the cars get stuck occupying the space of the broken charger. So she shows this parking lot of the charging station. Every spot is full of dead cars. And then they've got a tow truck, like, trying to, you know, get them out one by one. But it's, like, it's kind of a collapse of the whole system a little bit.
Well, what you need to do is you need to take the charger and warm it between your thighs.
Oh.
Do some jumping jacks with it.
Okay.
Put it in your pussy and charge it up.
Charge it up! This band is gonna play my tune! Did you see the Mean Girls movie?
I have not seen it yet. Have you?
No.
Well, I would have seen it if they invited us to the premiere, but we're, I guess, since we're not on TV right now.
Maybe if you dress like a mean goblin.
A goblin girl?
Goblin Rito.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could go see it.
I saw a clip that was like people realizing Mean Girls was a musical and the, like, she breaks into song in the classroom scene with Aaron Samuels, and the whole audience is like, oh. Because what Hollywood likes to do now, they recognize that, like, the most of the public doesn't really love musicals, so they don't market these musical movies as musicals. They market it as a straight-up movie, and then the audience gets there and is surprised by the fact that it's a musical, which is so weird to me.
Yeah, I guess people really are stupider than I think.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't get how could you not know this is a musical? It's been on Broadway forever. It was a movie before this, and every movie that is good gets made into a musical, usually, because there are no new ideas. And then, other than Drag the Musical, which was a new idea. And then that movie music, that Broadway musical will get remade back into a movie. In which they slander their original star. They called Lindsay Lohan, somehow, Firecrotch made it into the sequel. And Lindsay Lohan was not happy about it. Because that was an insult that Brandon Davis said to her in 2002 or something. Oh. And so Megan Thee Stallion says something about Firecrotch in the movie in her cameo. And it's fine. I get it. I'm wearing a red wig right now, so I understand it. But girl, get over it. You're almost 40. You can't be worried about what people are putting in these teenage girl movies.
Do you know?
But that's very Tina Fey of them.
I was like, it seems so soon to remake the Mean Girls movie. Like, it just happened. It came out 20 years ago.
Fully. 20 years ago.
It's time. A remake is fair game after 20 years that's gone by.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't think the kid playing Aaron Samuels is hot enough at all. But then again, I shouldn't be saying how hot teenage boys are. Not my speed.
Well, aren't they all played by people in their 30s?
Probably.
Which is fine. Rachel McAdams was 28 when she played Regina George.
Renee Rapp's been doing this press tour, though, and so far she has said that she doesn't know who Kylie Minogue is. All she knows is that she had a Prosecco. She's like, is she an actress? What is she? I don't know if she's trolling or what, but she also said that she's ageist. She doesn't like old people.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I just think she's trolling and just saying whatever to get press.
In about 20 years, I'm going to be an old person. So how dare she?
How dare, indeed. Would you like to get slightly political?
Not really, but let's do it.
Somehow Trump won the Iowa caucus. So many people think that is a sign he will be the Republican candidate. Bernie Sanders was tweeting a bit And he said, for years, Donald Trump and his authoritarian friends have continued to spread conspiracy theories that undermine faith in our democracy. We saw the consequences of their lies last night in Iowa, because the Trump voters had to take an exit poll of some sort. And they said, did Biden win legitimately in 2020? 88% said no. 7% said yes.
Cool.
They're going to have a full bottle of wine with all these sour grapes if they're still bitching over 2020. That's like us bitching over Al Gore and Bush in 2000, whatever. Like, we gave up. So shut the fuck up.
Oh boy, this isn't good.
Bernie Sanders says, after a last night's caucus results, we must confront the reality that Donald Trump has an excellent chance of winning the presidency. If Democrats hope to remain in power, they must adopt a progressive agenda that the American people will vote for, not just rail against someone to vote against. That means taking on corporate greed, ending starvation wages, making health care a human right.
Yeah.
Which is all true. It's crazy.
It's almost like we should have been thinking about an alternative to Joe Biden. Huh. Now what are we supposed to do? Who are we supposed to fucking vote for? Joe Biden's fucking pumping money to fucking blow up Palestine, bro. And the media is not even allowing us to look at another option. They're not even showing us anybody. There's nobody on the table. Who? Kien.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I would love Kamala to have a shot if they just did like a little switcheroo.
But sure.
They
need to do it. It's coming up soon.
The way I was like excited to vote for Obama both times, I'm not excited to vote for Biden. But I will.
No.
You're not going to vote for him?
Well, I would just like to see another option. Who's the other option? But
that's not going to happen.
Okay, so
the people in power are not going to let it happen.
I'm going to vote for this old guy who's bombing and creating a genocide. So I'm supposed to vote for that guy.
How is he allowed to do that? I don't get it. Like, it's our taxpayer dollars that he's spending over there. Shouldn't we be able to say where they go? I'm just so dumb that I don't understand how this makes sense at all. But there are some drag queens who had their names written on a missile that was posted called...
Wait, what is this?
Willow Pill posted a screenshot.
Serious?
Of a viral photo that appears to show a missile with IDF, you better work, and Queers Against Hamas written on it, as well as the names of New York drag legend Lady Bunny, Candy Muse, and Willow Pill. Each of those girls have been outspoken in their support of Palestine amidst Israel's ongoing bombardment and siege of Gaza. And the queens were not happy about it. Willow wrote, it's so disappointing to see queer people and Drag Race fans who think they are good for supporting drag turn around and support the murder of Palestine people with decorated missiles. If your goal was to agitate me, you got me. I'm fucking livid. I hope you rot in hell. But Willow does look great in this picture. This is a human unit with a shadow root.
She looks sickening.
Platinum with a little bit of a honey ash at the root. I'm not mad. She's mad, but I'm not mad.
Let's take a break. Ooh, it's dark in here. What am I supposed to do?
Thank God this wig has phosphorescent tinsel, UV rays. It does. Beaming right out of its bus.
Those highlights will light the way.
They will. It's time to go.
Spelunking, unking, unking. Deep inside the DMs. Have you listened to the... How have you listened to this podcast for so long and don't know the answer to these questions? Okay, this comes from the guy who put his dink on the sink. That was a producer's note. How have you listened to the podcast for so long and don't know the answer to these questions? Okay. Hey, my favorite Scuttle Gals and Big D. Longtime listener here. I was just curious about the promo and confessionals on Drag Race. When do they film these? Is the promo done after the season is over? And the confessionals, I noticed that they wear the same outfit every time they do a confessional. Is this done throughout the season? Do they put the same outfit on every episode? It's something that I can't quite figure out. It's a simple question, but I've always wondered about it. If the promo is done after the season, you can kind of read which queens may have done better than others. Also, thank you for making my email one of your top of 2023 last year about the scuttlebutt in your clip show. I recently received some gifts to myself in the mail, and I thought I'd show my appreciation for you all. Love you all. Nurse Patrick. Nurse.
Ooh, nurse. Nurse. Oh, all the merch. Is this Bruno merchandise?
That seems to be a Bruno pajama set.
Oh, my God. God is good.
Willem, you need that. You need to turn that into some scoochy little.
Uh-huh. And I see he's got some crystal in the photo. There's a crystal knob at the bottom.
Where?
A crystal door.
Oh, down there. I thought you were talking about the other knob in the other pictures.
No, that is not crystal. I can't see through that. That is a ginger dick. And anybody that's with him will be gingerbread. He's in a
throbbing cock.
He has a scuttlebutt t-shirt on with an Alaska mug. And also in a photo with a Willem shirt, he's sipping out of a Your Makeup is Terrible mug.
Wow, you've got all the things, Nurse Patrick. Nurse.
Except basic Drag Race knowledge, Nurse Patrick. To answer these questions, promos are filmed now after the season. And then
really, that's standard now?
Yeah, that's standard. They're all filmed after. The girls from season 16, the girls from All Stars that filmed last summer are about to shoot their promo right now.
Okay.
And it used to be shot between the first and the second episode, but that stopped in season Aquaria, I think.
Hmm.
And regarding the confessionals, they put people in the same outfit so they can use your sound bites and your visual of you saying it anywhere they would like. Because they used to try to hatchet together conversations. We've talked about the one with Delta where her shirt changes three times, multiple times. But maybe you didn't hear that episode. So all's forgiving. We're happy to answer. Yes, they do put on the same outfit every time. They keep it outside the confessional room door. Confessionals are done at the end of taping each night or the next morning. Or once you're eliminated, they have you catch up if they, for some reason, haven't been able to do it.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting us know. And thank you for representing all of the merch. And thank you for your throbbing cock in a cock ring.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for not wearing pants with these merch shirts.
No pants dance. This is from Melissa. Good day. I'm looking to give away my late husband's Yamaha G61 Baby Grand Piano to a passionate music lover, as my new home has no space for it. Please let me know if you would like to take it or have someone who will care for it. Best regards, Melissa Carnegie. Are we a Craigslist
that, is
now?
That like a, that's a baby grand. That's really big. I don't have room for it. I wish I did.
Yeah, I can't take on motherhood at this time. But if anybody wants a baby grand piano, Melissa's late husband would love for music to still be created on it. So write to Melissa Carnegie.
Yeah. This comes from YPP. You down with YPP?
Yeah, you know me.
Hello, divas. I have a question that I am hoping the dolls can help with. As a fairly straight man, I watch all kinds of porn. I watch men with women with women, all sorts of things in between. Do you think there's a correlation between porn and in-person sexual preferences? I have never fucked a man, but do sometimes get off by watching it. What about you? Do you watch porn with all genders and all genitalia? Attached is my genitalia for your appreciation. Your porn pal. What do you think?
I watch straight porn sometimes. I watch mixed media porn, cartoon porn.
Oh, okay.
I watch all kinds of things. The one thing in porn that bugs me is when a guy shaves all of his pubes off or all of his balls and then doesn't trim the thigh hair. So then you're like, it's like a reverse mohawk somehow for me.
Yeah, that seems like a disconnect.
Yeah. Like you want to fade or taper that in, I think.
Yeah. You can, you know, trim and crop, but
what kind of porn do you watch?
I think that they're, I think it's sort of like, it's sort of, I'm trying to think of a comparison, but it's like, I don't think there is necessarily a correlation between like what you do in real life and what porn you watch. Like, cause a lot of things that I see in the porn world are things that I would never do in real life or could never achieve in real life. But I like, you know, I like observing it. So, you know, I mean, if you want to have sex with a guy, I'm sure they're available and it's easy to, you know, get on an app and get one if you wanted to try it. But just because you watch guys on guys porn doesn't mean you necessarily are going to do that in real life.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
We have some mom announcements for the week.
We do?
Yeah, this is a quick note about the award-winning program that is Hijinx.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a diehard Jinx fan, then you've heard that she's taken a short break from the weekly episodes of Hijinx, and we're working to retool some elements of the show and bring it back bigger and better in the near future. But for the time being, there won't be new episodes of Hijinx on Wednesday. But, and it's a big but, she will continue the Hijinx line on Mom Plus Gold each week, where she answers your voicemail messages. So check that out for your fill of the Jinx and what she thinks.
Love it. Mm-hmm. And in plus news, today we're very excited to announce a brand new show available exclusively on Mom Plus Gold. We told you to get gold.
Get gold.
For all of our lovely listeners who jumped over the Good Pussy paywall. You are about to get some very exciting new programming. Are you ready for this?
Girl, I have seen a teaser episode of it, and I laughed my ass off. The show is called Kylie Sonique Loves, and it features our all-star and yours, Kylie Sonique Love. In each episode, she shares with you about something that she loves, and that has shaped who she is.
It's a feel-good show, and there's also some beauty involved, because it's Kylie Soniqua Lovelina.
The beauty is unmatched, and the humor is also unmatched. It's there. We may even get a little visit from Dolly, because you know Kylie loves to do it like Dolly.
So check out the first episode of Kylie Sonique Loves, available now on Mom Plus Gold.
And lastly, listen up. We are bringing back Hall and Closet in its original format. Just two beautiful stoner divas talking shit in studio. So if you want to hear Jada and Heidi answer your questions, or you have a fun fact to share with them or about them, maybe you saw them perform before Drag Race, you have a meet and greet picture, something interesting, or a jaw-dropping story or secret, please email them at hallandcloset@gmail.com.
And they just might read your letter out loud on an upcoming episode. And they have some exciting guests.
It must have slipped out of the hole in my old brown overcoat.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guests are guesting from what I hear.
I've heard of some divas being guests.
David guesting?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Huh. Mm. Do you know, Diane?
Woo woo woo. Woo woo.
We want to thank you so much for listening to
Guys. Remember to please take a moment to rate and review our show on your favorite podcast app or whatever you're listening on.
And to sign up for Mom Plus and Mom Plus Gold, visit mompodcasts.plus.
And shout out to all of our Mom Plus Gold subscribers who are listening to this episode ad-free behind the Good Pussy paywall. Take a shot every time we say Mom Plus Gold.
Did you listen by any chance to the Pheromone interview with Matty Morphosis?
Yes. I was engaged and enraptured.
They need to make a movie about her fucking life. Like, where is that film? Anyway, follow us on Instagram at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, at Race Jason Prod, at Mom Podcasts.
What if we make a mom produces a movie about Farrah's life and it starts in the future with Courtney playing old Farrah?
I love this. I am really into the idea of doing a feature film because I'm listening to Barbara Streisand's book, and that's the next natural progression for my
career. Producers, baby. That's what we do. Stay safe out there, everybody. And we will be back next week with another steaming, piping, golding serving of
hot goss. M.
Oh.
Mom! To get access to our monthly video episodes and tons of bonus content, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcasts.plus.
Hosted by Alaskan Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Alaska, Big Dipper, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
Who, me?
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.